prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
TGICF. What does that mean, Elisa?
It means, thank God it's Casual Friday.
Let me turn my phone, is beeping in the background here. Dr. William Seeds is listening live
up in
Cleveland, Ohio.
Seeds.
We've got a really good show today. And, I don't say this often enough, but Elisa does everything with Casual Friday. I just show up. I'm kind of like your Ed McMahon.
Yes.
So I just want to credit you with today's show.
Well, thank you. That's nice.
Yeah. People say I don't give them enough credit, and I think they're wrong. So there you go.
So what is that on your table over there, Carl?
This is a ball jar.
Well, I thought it was a mason jar.
Well, yes, it says ball jar and mason on it as well. So you're right. It's a mason jar.
So this morning I had some cottage cheese for breakfast, which we'll talk about a little bit later,
right?
With some fruit, and I had some leftover fruit, so I put it in one of our mason jars, and I put it in the refrigerator, and I thought, you know, this mason jar is perhaps the best invention ever.
It really is.
I mean, it really is. So I looked up on Amazon to see how much they are. So a box of 12, it's $16.99
right.
on Amazon.
Yeah.
And the things that you can do with the mason jars, it's endless.
So yesterday, I've been drinking chai tea instead of coffee. You know, of course, coffee upsets my stomach. I've been drinking chai tea in the studio. And last night I had this perfectly, and the other morning, instead of taking a travel mug, I took my chai tea to the gym in a mason jar. And you said, well, why don't you get a travel mug? I said, this is a travel mug. I screwed closed, and I don't have to worry about it spilling. And so it came with me to the studio. I added another tea bag, filled it up throughout the day. And last night I had more than half a jar of chai tea. And I thought, I'm not going to throw it away. I capped it and put it in the refrigerator. This morning I took it out. I added some hot water to it, and bang. I mean, this is the original travel mug. This is it.
It is. It really is. And at home, we use them for, I don't know, for those of you who are on Facebook and have social media, you might have seen the cooked apples that I put in the slow cooker. And when they were done, it was a huge batch of them. So we put them in the mason jars.
Individually.
Yeah. They seal up themselves.
Yeah. If you put stuff in a mason jar while it's hot and let it cool down, that's how it vacuum packs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we ate on those mason jars. I mean, Carl would just take the mason jar out and just eat the apples out of the mason jar.
Be honest, I would squirt whipped cream in them, and it would kind of go down into the nooks and crannies, and I would mix the whipped cream up.
But there was no sugar. I didn't put any sugar in those apples at all.
Right. No, it was really good.
Other than the natural.
Mason jar. Now, you know the difference between a mason jar and a ball jar?
Tell me.
A mason jar becomes a ball jar when a woman puts her husband's keys in it. You thought I was going to say balls, didn't you?
Well, actually, the mason jar was invented by John Landis Mason in Philadelphia in 1858.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to use it for candle when they used candles with wax.
Is that what they used them for?
Mm-hmm.
That's smart.
And the other common names, like you just said, are the ball jars after the Ball Corporation. But there are so many things. When we make homemade sauce, our homemade red sauce,
we put them in there,
and they last forever.
Yeah. No, you're right. We take it for granted. We have three boxes of mason jars. We keep some of them out.
And plus, there's no plastic, so you don't have to worry about BPA.
Right.
You can grab and go, like, I don't know if some of you may have made overnight oats. because that was a big thing on Pinterest a while back. You put the oats in with Greek yogurt or kefir.
And then put it in the fridge overnight.
Some fruit, put it in the fridge overnight, and then just take it with you for breakfast the next morning.
Right.
You can also do like yogurt parfaits with some fruit, and if you eat granola, a little
oatmeal, right.
And then grab that and go for your breakfast. And it's a healthy, and you don't have to even cook the oats. They, since they're immersed in that liquid overnight.
Yeah, they plump up.
One of the things while I just did a real quick search, and I found this one recipe for quinoa. So what this person did was they made salads for picnics, and they put them in the mason jars, and they used them like for people to just walk around and eat with at a picnic.
So smart.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, portion control is a big part of eating right. What better way to portion control things than to put it in a mason jar, cap it up, and either put it in the fridge or wherever you have to store it?
Or you know, to pre-cook things and grab it and go if you're in a hurry, instead of using plastic.
Another thing that you can do with mason jars is you take the cap off. You can immerse them in what is known as a double boiler or a Dutch oven, which is you can fill a big pot up with hot water, bring it to a boil, put things in the individual mason jars, submerge them in the boiling water and let them sit there, let things cook right in the mason jar, then take them out of the water, cap them up, and let them cool. Bang, you're done.
Well, this is what I found a recipe for a pizza in a jar,
mm-hmm.
and this is what this person did. They actually put the dough on the bottom. They
right.
cooked it in the oven immersed in water
mm-hmm.
with the
heat underneath it, right?
And then they put the pizza ingredients, put a little bit more dough on the top, and then they cooked it off, and then they
capped it up and put it away until they're ready to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really great. If you don't have mason jars in your home, go out and buy a box. You know, they sell them at Kroger's. You don't have to go to Amazon. You can walk into your local grocery store and buy a box of them and find ways to use them. They are so cool. Like I said, this is the original travel mug. And when Brian, my neighbor, came in this morning, he goes, "What are you drinking, moonshine?"
So I said, another thing you can put your moonshine
in. There you
in
go.
It.
So you make your moonshine in it, too.
And just real quick, you just mentioned Kroger. I found the Pyrex dishes that fit in the Hot Logic at Kroger, and
right.
they were $7.99. So
each.
Yeah. Because we talked about that last week, and I said, well, you can buy those on Amazon. Well, they have them at Kroger.
So you don't have to go online. Sometimes it's more enjoyable to just pick something up. Even though it's a dollar more, you get it right away.
Yes.
Okay. What do we want to talk about now, Elisa? Let's see where we are. We have more time, yes.
We do have more time.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about, do you want to start on the fishy subject?
Yeah.
We had a lot of stories.
We could take it through to the next break if we have to. Sure.
Okay. So do you know what gooey duck is?
Yes. It's for those of us who grew up on the East Coast, you may have heard the term steamer or, less graceful name of piss clams or pissers. But these are clams that have an appendage that sticks out of the clam, and it actually can squirt seawater at you if you get close to it or step on it. A gooey duck is a giant piss clam. They're huge. They came from Asia originally, and it's a clam, but the majority of it sticks outside the clamshell.
Okay, so it's spelled G-E-O duck, gooey
right.
duck.
Right.
It's not spelled the way
people
it's pronounced.
Thought of, yeah, people used to call them geo ducks. I was like, no, it's gooey duck, right.
Gooey duck.
Gooey duck, gooey duck. Smelly cat. Okay,
So as you said, it's a giant clam native to the coastal areas of the Pacific Northwest and British Columbia. In the wild, they can live for more than a century.
Wow.
And grow to more than 3 feet long.
That's the appendage grows to 3 feet long.
Most of that, a giant phallic siphon.
Right.
Siphon.
Right.
That protrudes from the small shell, like you said. Okay. So it's a delicacy, and they grow, it's popular in China and Vietnam, but they have farms now where they're growing them in the Puget Sound.
Right.
And there's some of the environmentalists are saying that it's causing problems.
Okay, so is it the gooey ducks that are causing problems, or is it the farming process? Because this is what happens. So even farmed salmon causes some unnecessary waste that you just don't see where salmon are living normally, you know, wild. So is it the farming process or is it the gooey duck?
The specific farming strategy, which relies on baby clams being planted like seeds in the sands of the shallow sound, the
right.
Puget Sound, which, by the way, is beautiful. We
right.
were just there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are plenty of animals that would love to prey on the baby gooey duck, the farmers stick a PVC pipe around the baby clams, which protects them from underwater predators like fish and snails, and covers that PVC pipe with mesh netting.
To keep anything from getting in and attacking it from the top.
Which protects the aerial predators like the birds of prey.
So imagine this. You have sand. You put a gooey duck, maybe the gooey duck is, when it's a baby, it's maybe a few inches around, in the sand, and then you have a big PVC pipe, probably one of the larger ones, like the 6 or 8 inch PVCs that they use for underground sewage, and maybe it's only a foot or two long, and they push that down around the gooey duck into the sand. So they must have literally thousands of these PVC pipes sticking out of the water.
It says here these farms look pretty strange in the low tide, like a robot farm.
Yeah, I could see that.
So environmentalists are saying that it's harming the Puget Sound.
Sure, because of the PVC, not because of the gooey
exactly.
duck.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's there's no pesticides or anything that's being used.
No.
That's basically how they do it.
Yeah, and so the PVC is probably whatever plasticizers are in the PVC, it's leaching into the water over time.
Well, they did a study, and the study concluded that there could be twice as many clams in the sound without negatively affecting the environment. Where the farming harms the environment is those unsightly PVC pipes
Bingo.
And mesh netting, but not in the ways you might expect. Certain fish and crabs have actually been shown to increase in number with the addition of the farms because they can swim or crawl under the netting, which protects them from predators.
Oh, so they're not being preyed on either. They're taking advantage of the protection for the gooey ducks as well.
Yes, so.
Yeah, well, this is what happens. Whenever we decide it's more profitable for us to do things in a farming atmosphere, and we take these creatures outside of their normal environment and we try to mass produce their normal environment, this is where sewage and waste and toxins and everything else accumulates.
With those fish and crabs finding themselves accidentally protected, birds like the herons and eagles and predatory fish like salmon have been deserting the
area there because they can't catch anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what good is it? And so that's going to have an impact on the area as well. If these birds are migrating away from there.
Well, does the PVC leach
out? Absolutely. We're seeing that in municipal water distribution right now. We see that in cities where there's a lot of PVC in between the water supply and your home, we're seeing those plasticizers showing up in the water. So it definitely is going to be in the water there as well.
It seems like they could find something better than PVC.
Never mind that. Who would want to eat a gooey duck? Think about, like, people say, oh, I don't want to eat, veal. I was going to say vitel. In Italian, veal. People say, I don't want to eat veal because it's unnatural. They keep those poor animals, you know, so they can't move in that confined space. Well, what are they doing to the gooey duck? The gooey duck is being confined to that one area. Gooey ducks probably move underground. They probably move around. I'm sure that they don't spend their whole lives in one spot.
Have you seen a gooey duck before?
Yeah.
Have you eaten one?
No, they don't look appealing to me. They don't.
You don't like that phallic symbol?
It's not the phallic symbol. If you see a gooey duck, because I've eaten steamers. I've eaten piss clams when I was a kid. They're delicious in butter and lemon. But
what's a piss clam?
It's a clam that you'll find on the East Coast. It's like a mini gooey duck. It's about the size of a little neck clam, right, which is a standard clam that people eat, you know, shuck and eat. But it has a thing that sticks out of it that's probably only about an inch or two long. And when they relax, the shell opens up and the thing comes out. When you step on them, when you're a kid and you're walking in the sand, you step on them, they squirt on you. As they pull their little feeler or phallic in, it squirts water out. So we used to call them piss clams when we were kids.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And they make them at the restaurants in New York. during the summertime, they call them steamers. They steam them in butter and lemon, and you pick them up by their little phallic, and you eat them. But the gooey ducks don't look appealing to me. They're darker in color. Like, steamers are the same color as regular clams, that beige-ish, you know, kind of fleshy color. But gooey ducks that I've seen, they're dark. They look more like the skin of a dolphin or a shark. It's that color, the ones I've seen. It doesn't look appealing to me. Just nothing I've ever said, man, I wonder what that tastes like. And I'm sure they slice it like they do calamari and like they do scungili, which is conch. I've eaten plenty of conch. That's good. That's, in Italian, we call that scungili. Conch is a big snail, giant snail. I've eaten plenty of that, but gooey ducks just don't, I look at them and I don't see, I don't see, oh, that looks like it would taste good.
Well, you just said conch. It made me think of ceviche. We have a restaurant here in town called Ceviche,
yeah.
Which we were there this week and we
Anthony
were talking.
Anthony Lamas is nationally known.
He is. He's won a lot of awards. His restaurant is incredible.
He was just, where did you see him with Bobby Flay just recently?
At the Breeders' Cup in Lexington.
Yeah, yeah.
They had some kind of a cook-off.
I
think Bobby Flay may be opening a restaurant here. This
right.
is a big foodie town.
Right.
But anyway, so he came over to our table and he was talking to us and Carl was talking to him about, because they have a lot of ceviche on the menu, and Carl was talking to him about chicken, raw chicken.
Raw chicken ceviche. Because when we did our shows back in the day about raw food eating, Randy Roach said people who want to eat raw chicken, but they're afraid of it being, you know, harmful, health-wise, dangerous, you know, salmonella, you can treat it like ceviche. You cure it in, basically in lime juice and cilantro, salt and pepper and stuff like that. And we had a lot of listeners in the audience that tried it and said it tasted delicious because when you cure it,
The acidity of the lime.
It makes it firm like you cooked it. So it doesn't taste like you're eating raw chicken. It tastes like you're eating cooked chicken, but it's just not cooked.
I do like the crab ceviche, but they cook that a little bit.
Yeah. When he walked right from the table, he goes, that's interesting. I think I'm going to have to try that and see what happens.
Check into that,
he said. Check into that, the raw chicken ceviche. So let's see what he does. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories. Stay tuned. Don't forget, the secret word contest is still in effect. Listen during the commercial. If you hear the secret word, email it into onair@superhumanradio.com. We're giving away a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. And the winner will be announced on next week's Casual Friday. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
DJ ready, dance floor ready, everybody ready, let's go!
Power of the DJ.
Welcome back. So I said Dr. William Seeds is listening live today. He doesn't have any surgeries going on right now. So he's sitting in his office, and he's got his Hot Logic Mini there, and he's eating some grass-fed, grass-finished beef and vegetables, listening to the show live. And he just texted me and said he loves the idea of the mason jars. He just ordered some off of Amazon so he can mix his fantastic amino drinks. He's amazing. He's got an Olympic training facility up in Cleveland, Ohio.
I can't wait to go see it.
I know. He just benched 380 in a raw bench press competition. I'm not going to say his age, but he's one of us. And the guy, I mean, I'm envious. The guy's got an amazing physique. I mean, he's just looks fantastic.
He does look fantastic.
And like an idiot. So he told me, you know, no more squatting, no more deadlifting. But I had to prove to myself that the squatting and deadlifting was really the reason for my legs being numb from the knees down.
Yes.
So I squatted the past 2 Mondays, and they're worse now than they were before. I'm going to start doing what he does. What he does is he has those prowler sleds, and
I've seen pictures of him.
Yeah, he pushes the sled, he pulls the sled. You know, he does that kind of work for the legs. And, you know, when you really think about it from an evolutionary perspective, that's really what our legs are designed to do.
Well, we have a sled at the gym. We should just do that.
Yeah.
Because I overtrained myself. I did legs.
Training
I think it
legs.
Was Monday. Yeah. I did weight. I'm doing lighter weights right now, but I did 250 leg presses.
Right.
And then I did plyometric squats. I did leg extensions.
In between all of it.
I superset all this.
Right.
I did bench step ups with the glute kickback.
Right.
I did deadlifts. I was doing everything, and I just overtrained.
Yeah, you actually didn't feel good the next day.
I felt terrible the next day, and I went and got one of those hot stone massages.
Yeah.
On my back because my lower back was sore from all the work I'd done.
Right.
It helped it tremendously. I mean, it feels so much better today.
You know what I heard's really good for your back?
What?
Soup made with Dungeness crab. I actually love Dungeness crab. I've always loved it. It's really good crab, but
you shouldn't be eating any Dungeness crab right now. I guess There was a report out that says, do not, repeat, do not eat crab caught along much of the California coast until further noticed. It was issued by health officials on Saturday. I'm sorry, on Tuesday, and Saturday is the start of the recreational crab season in California.
Really? Now, have you ever cooked Dungeness crab?
I have not.
It's so good.
You know, I read this article. One of the things that shocked me in this article, I'm trying to find it. It says that crab, people who are crabbers, is that what they're called,
mm-hmm.
crabbers?
Yeah.
In a, let's see. A vessel big enough to collect 20,000 pounds of varied sea in a single haul. Crabbers gross about $60 million a year.
As a whole, not an individual crabber. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of crab. Sure, but what about lobsters? What about all that seafood is a very, very, I mean, individual crabbers probably make a really good living doing what they do. I'm not going to guess if they make $200,000 a year or $100,000 a year. But, seafood is a huge, huge market. Huge. And we're destroying the waters, and eating seafood isn't even safe anymore.
It says on the mild side, toxic crabs can cause vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal cramps, headaches. And then the severe poisoning can kill someone.
Yeah, because of histamine. You know, when you eat, one of the problems that you get with seafood when it becomes dangerous isn't even the accumulation of mercury or lead or anything. It's the accumulation of histamines that make you go right into anaphylactic shock sitting at a table and die.
Well, it says that this surprised me. Poisoning can cause permanent short-term memory loss.
Permanent? Oh, yeah, I got you. Permanent short-term memory.
Permanent short-term.
Right.
Seizures and
other
symptoms.
What were we just talking about? I've been eating too much seafood again.
You've been eating
too
many crabs?
Oh, man.
So anyway, they're really concerned about that because, you know, this time of year, it says they eat about 100. One restaurant said they go through about 100 a day.
Of Dungeness. Well, they must specialize in a Dungeness crab dish. So, you know, you got a lot of restaurants on the East Coast in New York that specialize in seafood. You got to be careful. Nowadays, I don't even know where to get seafood anymore that it's safe.
One more thing, and then we'll move on. They're blaming this toxic bloom on the 60-plus degree water temperature instead of the typical 54 degree.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. So global warming at its best.
So, speaking of, you don't know where to get fish anymore. You know, last week we talked about the tilapia in the poopy water.
Tapupia.
Don't eat tilapia. So now Oceana did their study, and then they found that most of the salmon that you order is not from it's not wild caught.
Right.
It's farm fished salmon.
Yes, and it's not the same. Farmed salmon is not good for you. For the same reasons that the poor gooey duck isn't good for you.
Oceana collected 82 salmon samples from restaurants and grocery stores and found that 43% were mislabeled.
Now, how do they? I wonder how they figured out.
DNA testing
really
confirmed that most of the mislabeling, 69%, consisted of farmed Atlantic salmon being sold as wild caught salmon.
Wow.
So, I mean, and this, they did it in Virginia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Illinois, New York.
Were these all sold in restaurants or were these sold in fish markets?
No, where people restaurants and grocery stores.
See, that's a problem. You don't know what you're eating anymore. It's so sad.
Well, it's just, yeah, what do you do?
You know.
You go to the farmer's market. When we were at the farmer's market, there was a guy there that caught salmon.
Yeah.
And he brought it and sold it himself, frozen salmon. He had it shrink-wrapped and froze it.
Alex Leaf and his dad, I don't know if it's every year they do this or every few years they do this, they do this whole big excursion into Alaska where they fish and they bring home literally hundreds of pounds of salmon. He said they eat on it for, you know, a year or two.
Well, that's the thing to do, you know, or buy it from someone like the guy at the farmer's market that you know and trust.
That his stuff came from the Bering Sea. Remember that?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was delicious. I cooked it in my Hot Logic.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Slow cooking, it was the best.
Okay, so there's one more fish to talk about, and then we can move on from this fishy subject. Adele Musa posted something about
Pangasius. I would pronounce it Pangasius. I think it's Pangasius.
Pangasius.
I've never heard of this fish before. This is which I find so interesting. There's always a new breed of fish being sold.
Have you heard of a bassa fish?
B-A-S-A?
Yes.
Yes, I have. I've been in restaurants where they've had that as a special.
Well, this is commercially
that's bassa fish. Actually, it's a combination, if I'm right, a bassa is a shark catfish.
Yeah, okay. So this is a medium large to very large shark catfish.
Okay, so you know what a shark catfish is? All of us, those of us who've had fish tanks when we were kids, right? You would always buy a sucker fish because they would clean the glass. They suck on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like sharks. People would buy them because they look just like sharks, but they're really catfish.
So they're eating all the muck out of the...
They're the sanitation department of the underwater.
And then you eat it? And yeah,
so when a fish poops, the poop falls, and the sucker fish comes along, eats the poop, eats the algae, eats the boogers,
so that's
everything.
What this Pangasius is. Pangasius.
Yeah.
It's a shark catfish.
Right.
And it's specifically referred to the commercially... bassa fish.
Yeah, bassa, I know what bassa is. That's why I don't eat them. I'm not a big catfish fan either. Because depending on the waters that catfish comes from, I mean, if you eat a catfish out of the dirty Mississippi over here in Kentucky, you don't know what you're eating. You're getting lead from batteries that were thrown in there. They eat all the garbage. They eat all the crap.
No, I did eat catfish when I stayed with my grandfather, and we caught it ourselves, and he actually filleted it, you know, and he was teaching me how
but
to
it's
do
still,
this.
But it still lives on a diet of refuse and dead fish parts, and I mean, it's just a nasty fish.
So anyway, Adele wrote that 20% of frozen Pangasius fillets imported from Vietnam have high enough levels of ammonia to be unsuitable for human consumption.
Wow.
Protein degradation initiated in 80% of the frozen Pangasius,
mm-hmm.
and 50% of the samples were also full of mercury, and 30% were significantly spiked with phosphates.
So now don't expect them in the restaurant for the waiter to come up and say tonight's special is Pangasius. Expect them to say it's bassa.
Bassa.
So stay away from bassa. I mean, man.
You know, well, fish in general, they're so loosely, the USDA just doesn't really have any regulations.
Well, and we get a lot of fish from outside the country. No one knows where it comes from. I mean, you don't know when they serve you fish in a restaurant, they don't say, yeah, this is from Vietnam.
So I say go to Alaska and catch it yourself and
then
ship it home.
Well, find the fish market. Look, we have a good
friend,
Gary Hirsch.
Our friend has a fish market.
I got to get Gary on the show.
That's a great idea.
Got to get Gary on the show. How do people – I got to invite him. During the break, I'm going to message him on Facebook and set up an interview. Gary Hirsch has a fish market here in Kentucky, in Louisville, that has the best fish. I mean, he selects every – but it's a small – he's not serving the world. He's serving a very small clientele. We need to get him on the show to answer some of these questions for us.
That's a great idea.
So we're going to do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. What's the next story, Alisa?
I want to talk about eggs a little bit. So, what do you think? Do you think the brown eggs versus the white eggs, that one is more nutritious than the other?
Well, I happen to know the answer to this, so it's not fair to ask me, but let me give you a little history for those of you listening to the show. In the New England states, we used to call brown eggs storage eggs.
Why?
No. The white eggs were called storage eggs, and the brown eggs, I don't know where it came from, the Boston area, but it was thought that white eggs stored better for longer periods of time than brown eggs did, which I'm sure there was a reason for that. I don't know what the reason is. But you did. I know the answer to this one about the difference, because we did the show with Susan's daughter. What was her name?
Kelsey.
And she told us that there's really no difference between brown eggs and white eggs. It's actually just the chicken. It's kind of like those of us who have dark skin, those of us who have light skin. You know, it's just
the white eggs come from white feathered chickens, and the brown eggs come from brown feathered chickens.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense, right? The pigment is there.
So. Right. So there's really no nutritional difference. But do you know how to make the perfect boiled egg?
I think you're going to say, do you know how to
hard-boiled egg,
I thought you were going to ask me if I know how to make a brown egg white or a white egg brown.
Do you know how to make a white egg pink?
Yes, Easter. Easter does that automatically. This is interesting. So for years, I mean, literally decades, I have hard-boiled eggs and have struggled with some to get the shells off. And others
and
not.
It's so difficult. Like, they come off in little bitty
pieces.
Well,
the membrane sticks. You can't get it off at all. I thought, maybe I'm cooking. But I've never been able to figure out consistently how to hard boil an egg every single time and get that shell to come off easily and perfectly.
Okay. So the ones that don't peel are the fresher eggs.
Mm.
So
really?
The fresher eggs will not peel. I don't know if you remember.
So we buy our eggs from farmers.
Well, at one time when we bought our eggs from Susan, the farmer, she said, "Oh, you shouldn't be hard boiling these fresh eggs." And so the fresh eggs.
I thought she meant it's a waste to hard boil them, like make them fry them or.
No, they won't peel. So you have to let them age for 7 to 10 days.
So put them in the refrigerator for 7 to 10 days before you hard boil them.
Yes. So allow your farm fresh eggs to sit in your refrigerator 7 to 10 days.
What if they're store-bought eggs? I guess you still got to let them sit for a little while because you don't know how long they've been from the farm, right?
That is true.
Like if you're buying your eggs from Trader Joe's or Whole Foods, they're supposed to be pretty fresh.
Right. Well, I guess you could boil one and see if it peels and see how fresh they are.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And they're supposed to be, isn't there some way that you can put your egg in cold water or in a cup of water, and if it floats, there's something about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I vaguely remember something, but I don't know what that's about. So do you know how to make the perfect hard-boiled egg?
Yes. So you put your eggs in a pan of cold water. You know, you immerse the eggs in cold water.
You fill up a small saucepan or a soup pot, right? Like that you're going to boil the water in with water.
With water.
So, but don't you boil the water first?
No, it's got to be cold because a lot of times when you put the eggs that are slightly chilled from the refrigerator, you put them in cold water. Hot water. They burst.
Yes.
So you put them in cold water, immersed totally.
See, I have always brought the water to a boil and then put the eggs in.
No, it's the opposite. Cold water, then you bring the water to a boil.
With the eggs in. Interesting.
And then once the water starts to boil, you remove it from the heat.
You don't leave it on there to boil?
No, you remove it from the heat. You cover it with the lid for the pan so that it's secure and sealed. And then you let the eggs sit in the boiling heated water for 13 minutes.
So you don't leave the water on the heat with the eggs in it so that they can boil for the requisite 10 minutes?
No.
That's what I've always brought the water to a boil, added my eggs in, and then let it boil for 10 minutes with the eggs in there. Then taking it off and then run them through a strainer, get the water out, and then I start peeling them.
No. So you put them in the cold water, totally immersed, covered with cold water.
Bring it to a boil.
Take it off the heat.
As soon as it starts to boil, take it off the heat.
Once it's boiling, take it off the heat. Cover it. Sit in the hot water for 13 minutes.
Really?
Once the 13 minutes is up, you transfer the eggs to a bowl with cold water and ice.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they're immersed in that cold water and ice for a few minutes, then you can peel them.
That's it. And they work perfectly every time.
Yes.
I've never heard of that, taking it off the flame for 13, leaving it for 13 minutes. That's interesting.
And if you're lucky, you can peel it all in one piece, throw it over your shoulder, and see if it comes into a letter of the alphabet. And if it does, then you'll know who you're going to marry next year.
You'll know your husband's first name is going to be with that. You're funny. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so also, where should you start to crack it when you want to peel it?
At the very bottom.
The pointy part.
The pointy part.
So you crack it, you slam the pointy part against the table, and you grab it, and you start peeling it from up there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. There you have it. The perfect hard-boiled egg.
I have to try it.
Let me know how that works for you.
We could actually take a break right now and then come back and finish up. Do we have more egg stuff to talk about or?
No.
Okay. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You ready? You ready?
Welcome back.
Are you ready?
You ready?
Is that what he's saying? You ready?
Uh-huh.
You ready?
You ready?
He was just on the CMA Country Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like a big hit.
Yeah. He was He brought some Christmas presents. No, I'm teasing. What is that?
In a box? Yeah. He brought some things in a box?
Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about one of your favorite foods.
Okay.
Carl's new favorite thing right now is cottage cheese.
I fall in and out of love with cottage cheese. I've been eating cottage cheese for so long. Right now, I'm off of eggs. Don't ask me why. My favorite breakfast right now is 3 to 4 servings. So one and a half to two cups of cottage cheese and 2 servings of oatmeal in the morning. And then I'll throw some fruit in the oatmeal to make it exciting. But I love that. Yesterday ate that for 2 meals. I ate it this morning, and I'm looking forward to eating it again. I love cottage cheese and oatmeal.
Cottage cheese fills me up. I had a half a cup of it this morning, and I was so full afterward.
Yeah, but you got to be careful. Cottage cheese is like everything else. So when I was buying cottage cheese yesterday, which I usually buy 3 or 4 of the large things because we go through it, I saw this elderly man. He had to be in his 80s, and he was price shopping for the cottage cheese. Excuse me. So naturally, he bought the Kroger's cottage cheese. And I've looked at the label on the Kroger's cottage cheese.
Doesn't it have a lot of gar gums?
Oh, it's got three different gums. It's got, it's got all this crap in it.
You have to be careful. Mm-hmm.
The best cottage cheese, and you know what? This is a plug for their company, is Daisy. If you buy if you look at the Daisy cottage cheese, it's just milk, enzymes, and a little salt. That's it. That's all there is in there.
Isn't that true also with the Daisy sour cream?
Yeah. Daisy is the best. I don't understand why they aren't playing that up. I don't understand why the company isn't going, look, you buy all these other cottage cheeses and you're not getting cottage cheese. You're getting all this other stuff. With us, you're getting cottage cheese. Cheese is just like ricotta for Italian people. I mean, it's American ricotta. Ricotta cheese is another great alternative for a high protein, low fat, virtually zero carbohydrates cheese that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And ricotta is just a little bit mushier than the cottage cheese. But I mean, it's if you compare them side by side, it's the same thing. It's just Italian version of cottage cheese.
I used to take spaghetti squash and my red sauce, my marinara sauce, and then add cottage cheese to it.
Mm.
It tasted really good.
It's like having lasagna without the pasta.
Yeah, because people talk about Greek yogurt and give Greek yogurt a lot of love.
Yeah, everybody eats Greek yogurt because Greek yogurt is so good. No, cottage cheese is better for you.
No, cottage cheese is just as good, and you can do a lot with cottage cheese. You can cook with it. You can put it in your protein shakes and makes it thicker.
Yes.
So.
And it's predominantly micellar casein. It's a slower protein. So it's a good protein to eat if you know you're not going to have a chance to eat for a long while because it stays in your.
Well, that's what I said this morning. Yeah. I ate that half a cup and I was so full.
Mm-hmm.
I mixed it with a little bit of fruit and then I ate a few walnuts because I was taking my supplements and I wanted to make sure I had some fat.
And cottage cheese is like a blank canvas. It tastes good with anything that you can add to it. You can add, I've put cottage cheese and in the mason jar with the baked apples.
Yeah.
Tastes delicious. You can take cottage cheese and add spices to it, like curcumin or turmeric or curry or black pepper. Cottage cheese is a blank canvas. Anything you add to it goes well with it. Anything. Fruit, savory, anything. Bacon, anything.
What about cumin?
Yeah, I mean, you can add cumin to it for sure.
Well, there's a new study out that says that cumin may help you burn off extra pounds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is from the researchers in Iran wanted to know the effect of cumin, which, by the way, is an ancient spice. It appeared in the Bible as seasonings for breads and soups.
Mm-hmm.
I like cumin.
Yeah, I do. I really like all spices. I think spices are really great. I mean, they just change, they change everything. You take a dish and make it with one group of spices versus another, you got a totally different dish.
So in the study, they randomly assigned 88 overweight or obese women to one of two groups. Both groups followed a reduced calorie diet and received nutrition counseling. One group ate yogurt with 3 grams of cumin twice daily. The other group ate plain yogurt. The results were published in the Journal of Complementary Therapies and Clinical Practice. After 3 months, the cumin group members on average lost about 50% more weight than the control group.
Holy crap.
They also decreased their body fat percentage by 14.64%.
Did they say what the pathway of action was? What the mechanism of act? Does cumin increase thermogenesis? Did they say anything?
They speculated that cumin's weight loss benefits came from its heat.
Uh-huh. Now, cumin is just the seeds of cilantro, right?
It may temporarily increase metabolic rate.
So the same was probably true of cayenne pepper and stuff, but cumin is easier to eat. Cumin, isn't that just the seeds of a cilantro plant?
Mm-hmm. I like to cook with cumin.
Yeah.
Especially in Mexican or... not necessarily Mediterranean, but like the
you make this great turkey chili that you use a lot of cumin and it tastes really good.
It does taste good.
Yeah. So before we take this break, I got to tell you something funny. I forgot to tell you. I got to clear my throat first. Hold on. So I'm here working before the beginning of the show today, and the phone rings, and I answer it, and it is the Mars Natural Cocoa Research Division.
You're kidding.
Apparently, Alex Leaf reached out to them to come on the show and talk about this new study on cocoa flavonoids.
Oh, okay.
And so they're doing like their research. They're like, well, you know, can you tell me some guests you've had on the show before? Real nice girl. I says, well, just go to the website and look. I didn't know who she was at first because she was on speakerphone. So then she's asking me all these questions about the show and about the audience and blah, blah, blah. And so I go to, who are you with again? She goes, I'm with the Mars Natural Cocoa Research, whatever, you know, agencies, whatever the division is. I said, well, we've already interviewed somebody from your group. She said, you have? I said, yeah. And I went and I Googled when we did that show on natural cocoa reduces arteriosclerotic plaque.
Right.
That was funded by the Mars Association.
Oh, okay.
The non-Dutch chocolate. And so I said, I said, just Google this. And she Googled. I said, well, just listen to the second hour of that show. I said, you've already had a scientist on the show. And she's like, oh, okay, great. That's great. They were checking us out to make sure that we were going to be fair and complimentary and not say anything bad about them. I'm sure that's what it was. And here we've already had somebody from their group on the show.
That's interesting.
I know it was pretty funny, but it was just funny that they want to check out before they let somebody come on a media outlet and talk about this. They want to make sure that they're going to be treated fairly and it's not an ambush. You know what I mean? So that's what they were doing. I think it's pretty funny. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to Super
superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition. And use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I love Chipotle. I'm just going on the record right now and saying that I will not stop eating at Chipotle.
Do you? Okay. So we had this discussion this morning. Tell us your thoughts on the big news about Chipotle.
Okay.
Chipotle.
I've listened to the stories about Chipotle on both the mainstream media as well as public radio. What I hear in many of the experts that are being interviewed about the whole Chipotle thing is they're almost happy that this has happened to Chipotle. And I'll tell you why I feel that way. Chipotle has been a shining star in the fast food industry. They adhere to a lot of things that we talk about on this show. They locally source their beef, their chicken, and their pork in the markets closest to where these stores are. They refuse to use animals that have been treated with antibiotics. They work very, very hard to serve not just a high quality product, but a product that really does adhere to a more ancestral template of food and preparation. And what I hear are people almost gloating that this happened to Chipotle. I heard one reporter talking about how, you know, Chipotle stands so hard on their pork, but they've had to adjust their position because some of the farms are using antibiotics. Like, Chipotle's position is, look, we don't want an animal to die, but we don't want to buy any animal that's been treated with antibiotics. So that means that if you raise pigs, you get a pig that's sick, you treat him with antibiotics, he's cured, you can't sell him to Chipotle. They don't want it. They want, so what they tried to make the story sound like is that Chipotle has changed their position. Like, oh yeah, we'll buy, a pig if it's been treated with antibiotics in the past. But now it's okay. And so they're trying to make it sound like, look, they can't even adhere to these standards that, you know, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it look like the rest of the industry isn't so bad because Chipotle is so damn good. And the reality is that I've been eating at Chipotle's around the country for, oh my God, since Sydney was figure skating in Northern Ohio. So Sydney was probably 9 or 10 years old. She's 18 now. So at least 9 years, 8, 9 years. When I see a Chipotle, I'm like, oh, that's a good place to eat. I can stop there and eat and feel good about how I'm eating.
As far as so-called fast food.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So there are 40 confirmed E. coli cases linked to Chipotle. Yeah. 12 in Oregon and 28 in Washington.
I don't think it's from the meat, and I'm going to tell you something. So the day before this broke, I posted an article in my blog about a study that I found that I theorize that highly resistant forms of E. coli and salmonella are being promoted by the use of these powerful herbicides. I'm talking about glyphosate, which is Roundup. I'm talking about 2,4-D, which now is part of the Enlist Duo, those two, and Camba, which is Dicamba. All of these herbicides work by being antimicrobials. Antimicrobials, antibacterials, and antibiotics, all the same. We don't think of them that way, but they're all the same. It does the same thing. It either retards the growth of microbes or kills microbes. Well, salmonella and E. coli that are sprayed with these herbicides on plants have been shown to become resistant to antibiotics. So a dose of an antibiotic that should kill the E. coli or the salmonella in a petri dish no longer kills E. coli and salmonella that has been exposed to glyphosate, dicamba, or 2,4-D. Because it's natural. This is evolution. If you take a microbe and you give it just a little bit of an antibiotic, which is the same thing as an antimicrobial, and it doesn't kill it, it makes it stronger. So my theory is, it's not the beef that's causing this at Chipotle. It's the produce that they're getting that has somehow been contaminated in the field and they've been unable to neutralize it in the process that they use, you know, because they spray produce with things to wash it and to neutralize any pathogens. The things that they spray it with aren't working anymore because the E. coli and salmonella is getting stronger in the field.
Well, there was one child that had became infected, and he was a vegetarian.
And when I heard that, I wanted to slap my head twice. This kid was like 8 years old. Haven't they heard that children get deathly sick when you force them to be vegans and vegetarians at a young age? That was, when I heard that, I was like, oh my God, there's a sick family out there who's forcing their child to be a vegetarian.
I'm sure there's a lot of those out there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. So today I found this article, which I've not heard this in the news, and I don't know if you have or not. Qdoba employee unknowingly infects customers with typhoid fever.
Oh man. Seriously?
Have you heard this in the news?
I haven't even heard about typhoid fever in years. No.
No.
Why didn't we hear about that?
That's my point. Why didn't we hear about this, but we've heard nothing but Chipotle?
Because they want to say that Chipotle, look, you see, Chipotle has their problems too. They're not so high and mighty. See, they've fallen now. That's what this is all about.
Officials have traced a small outbreak of typhoid fever that infected 3 people in Colorado, to a Qdoba Mexican Grill.
But that's just one outcast. You know, that is a small isolated incident?
There's three people that ate at that restaurant, and they became ill, and two of them were hospitalized.
Who the hell gets typhoid fever anymore? I thought that went out like with Blackbeard the pirate. I didn't even know people still got that.
They've traced the outbreak to an infected food handler at the restaurant who showed no signs of having typhoid. The food handler is not working at the restaurant any longer. The typhoid fever is caused by Salmonella typhi.
Oh, okay.
It is rare, according to the CDC. About, 5,700 cases occur in the U.S. each year.
That's still considered rare, I mean, for our population.
75% of the cases are acquired while traveling internationally.
Mm-hmm.
It's contracted by eating food or drinking beverages that have been handled by someone who carries the Salmonella typhi,
right.
And it's often passed on by poor hygiene.
Yeah, people don't wash their hands or they rub their nose. And
fecal
ooh.
Particles.
Ew.
Fecal
particles. You could see Elisa's face right now. Ew.
Well, I'm just thinking because, you know, this is, if you've ever eaten in a Qdoba restaurant, I did years ago. I haven't in years, but years ago I did. They don't wear gloves.
Right.
They do not wear gloves, right. And that was a point of contention back then.
Yeah.
But anyway, fecal particles that contain the bacteria may get an infected person's hands when they use the bathroom, and if they don't wash their hands properly, it can get into the food that they prepare.
That's disgusting.
That is.
That's enough to not make you want to go out and eat at all anymore.
I know. I guess you just have to be careful. Here in Louisville, they have the like ABCD rating, and they have to post it on their window what their rating is
when you walk in
from the health department.
Right.
When you walk in,
don't mention the name,
okay,
where it is, but because I went there the other day, they had an A on their window.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I won't say anything.
Yeah. But there was a place where we used to go to a juice bar. And they had like a C rating. And I said to Elisa, how does a smoothie bar like fail that miserably? It's just a smoothie bar. They're not making steak sandwiches. They're just making smoothies
and protein shakes.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel like, a lot of the fast food industry just wants to see Chipotle hit the ground because they hold themselves to such high standards.
Isn't it amazing what the media can do?
Yeah. It's just terrible. Look what they do with everything.
And then meanwhile, also, there was a recall over E. coli with over 167,000 pounds of ground beef.
Now, when they find E. coli in ground beef, it's usually the 0157 form of E. coli. We've talked about this ad infinitum on this show, that cows that eat corn and grain develop this type of E. coli that is really can kill you. But cows that eat exclusively grass don't develop this E. coli in their digestive tract. Think about that for a second. And then what happens is when cows are being processed, they eviscerate them. And sometimes some of the stuff, the entrails, they call it, the waste that's making its way from the stomach to the anus gets splattered on the meat and it doesn't get removed properly. And then, because the cuts that they use for ground beef, you know, are not prime cuts, that just all gets thrown in a big thing and it gets ground up and the fecal matter gets ground up with it. Now, I say stop feeding cows corn and grain and let them eat grass. And you don't have this problem because then the poisonous, harmful E. coli is not even existent in their digestive tracts.
Well, that's the easy solution, but it blows my mind that people don't think that the way.
Well, it's not that people don't think it. The USDA takes no position in any making any real recommendations of any consequence that makes food safer. They really don't. The USDA, the FDA, these organizations, if we actually do end up with a new president, the FDA needs to be eviscerated itself. The USDA needs to be eviscerated itself. I've said this before. They need to stick a hose in the front door of the FDA building and wash all the crappy people out the back door, because these organizations they're not the firewalls for human health and safety that they're supposed to be, because their clients are not the American people. Their clients are the companies That they're supposed to be providing oversight to.
But why wouldn't, okay, let's go back to the gooey ducks. Why wouldn't they know that the PVC is leaching into the water?
They don't care. They don't care. We're worried about global warming. You know, if global warming, and I don't doubt that we are having an effect on weather, populations and pollution. I don't doubt that. Whether or not it's in our control to truly make the planet warm or not, I'm not going to argue with that. But what I am going to say is the immediate danger being presented today by the damage done to our food supply by large corporations and the pollution and the over-medicating people until they die from their pharmaceutical drugs instead of the diseases that they're supposed to be treating is going to wipe this population out way before the planet gets too hot. Way before. We have an immediate problem that should be addressed now. That is that our food is becoming unsafe to eat. Pharmaceutical companies are poisoning people with their drugs for profit. And everybody's worried about what's going to happen in, you know, 3 million years on the planet. Forget about it. We're going to be gone before that.
And I have to mention both articles, the Qdoba article as well as the Beef article,
right.
Both mentioned the Chipotle restaurants.
Because they had to tie that in.
Yes.
Now keep in mind, Chipotle doesn't get their beef from this company. This is food service beef, too. I looked on their website. That what they're recalling is 80-pound boxes of beef, 60-pound. This is not the stuff you take home. This is being sold to stores and restaurants. Then they are breaking it down and portioning it out, and, you know, like Kroger's. They take a 60-pound box of ground beef. They break it into 1-pound packages, put it on a styrofoam plate, wrap it with shrink wrap, and put it out there. This is going out to the food service and restaurant food service slash grocery industry. That's what this stuff is over here.
Yes, but still, it could translate into something you buy at the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you need to be concerned
aware. But my point is you don't know. So when you go and you buy that Kroger 1 pound, it doesn't say that it came from, what's the name of the company? All American Beef or something like that?
Yes.
It doesn't say that we acquired this from All American Beef. People don't even know. They have, how do they know what they have when it's not marked anymore?
What I find interesting is that both of the articles took a stab at Chipotle also.
Of course. They, you know what? And Chipotle's problem is totally different. This is not the same problem that this beef product has. But anyway, they like to tie it all together. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more good stories to talk about. I want to talk about the article that I wrote. Which one? I know there's something I wanted to talk about in relationship to. Let's take a break. I'll find it. Stay tuned.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, GetDS.com or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
It's your boy DJ Grandmaster Flash, first DJ to make the turntables an instrument, and I want to say welcome you and yours to my DJ set on DJ Hero. Let's go, baby, let's go!
Grandmaster Flash. Who remembers him? I do.
I don't.
You're too young. Welcome back.
I'm so much younger than you.
I know. How do you like being with an old guy like me? Especially now that I don't dye my hair anymore.
I must like it. I'm sticking around, huh?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so what do you want to talk about first?
I thought you had your story you wanted to, I mean, your blog.
My daughter is getting deeper and deeper into health, right? And I'm really happy about that. My oldest daughter, Taylor. So she posted an article yesterday about this whole fad about detox. And she tagged me in it so that I would read it. And I read it. And, you know, they're talking about how, you know, detox is a waste of time. And
did you read the whole article?
I read most. You know, I read most of it. I did. They talked about green juicing and charcoal and how it's really just pretty much a fad.
Well, they also mentioned that after Gwyneth Paltrow's magazine Goop named charcoal lemonade as one of the best juice cleanses, the idea of socially consuming charcoal really took off.
Think about this. I mean, think about the power she has. If she told people that if you have a cat, dry the poop out and save it and then grind it up and drink it because it'll make you more beautiful, people would do it.
I don't understand that phenomenon.
Well,
you
I thought it was funny. You said she's a wonderful actress and she should stick to acting.
I said Gwyneth Paltrow needs to stick to what she knows best, yeah, acting.
Yeah. You know, at the power of pop, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, fame. It's like when you're famous, people do anything you say.
What I also put in that post, in that thread, was we were watching some documentary or something that we watched from the 1800s where someone had taken poison and they fed him charcoal.
No, Pope Borgia.
Oh, that's right.
Pope Borgia was poisoned.
In his food.
They were trying to kill him, and I can't think of the name of it, but it was a poison that you, if you had low doses of it, it wouldn't kill you, but if you had large doses, it would, like most poisons.
And they were giving it to him in his food over time.
No. The guy who was his food checker was taking it over time and built up a resistance to it because he had to test his food before he ate it. And when the guy got to the point, like it took this guy months of taking slightly larger and larger doses till he was resistant to this poison. Think about the E. coli and salmonella, by the way. And so he tasted the Pope Borgia's food and he didn't die. And then Pope Borgia ate it and he fell down and he was dying. And his daughter had the wherewithal to literally grab charcoal, burnt embers, charcoal from the fireplace, add water to them, and then shove them down his throat because he couldn't even swallow, and then wash it down with water, which I don't know how he didn't asphyxiate on it. That's another story. But, and that saved his life because, and so what I said to you was, charcoal will work if you consume it immediately while the poison is still in the digestive tract and hasn't started to become assimilated and absorbed into the body. But once it's absorbed into the body, it's not going to make that stuff come back.
So my question was, so they say that you activated charcoal is what you should mix with this lemonade to get the bad toxins out of your system.
Right.
But my question to you was, well, how can the activated charcoal distinguish between the bad toxins and the good?
Well, it does. It absorbs everything around it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And this whole thing about detox is really a scam. And here's why I say that. Running something through your digestive system to rid your digestive system of things that are in there at the time may work to clean your digestive tract. But once these things have been assimilated and absorbed into the bloodstream and deposited into the cells and fat tissue of the body, you can take all the detox cleansers you want. It's not going to get that stuff out. If you really are interested in detoxifying the body, the tissue, the fat cells, there's only two real ways to do that, in my humble opinion. And that is through intermittent fasting, which upregulates autophagy, which is how cells get rid of their metabolic debris, and donating blood. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you could take all the detox drinks and coffee bean enemas that you want. It's not going to pull the heavy metals out of tissue in your body. It's just not. The idea that people fall for that is just, it just goes to show how stupid people are, how little they understand about how the body works. The way to do that, and the way I explain this is, and this, I have no proof of what I'm saying, but this is just critical thinking. Blood, like any other fluid, has a saturation point. And when blood becomes saturated with things, it tries to get rid of it through the process of osmosis. Osmosis is when things move from a higher concentration to a lower concentration. What's the lower concentration? The cells and fat cells, the cells and tissue, the fat cells in your body. So as blood travels, it gets rid of stuff in the tissue that it's passing through. So this osmotic process causes things that it's too late to get out of your stomach. They're not in your stomach. It's too late to get out of your liver. It's not in your liver. They're passing around in the blood. They're going into tissue. How do you get that stuff out? Well, one way is to change the concentration of blood. How do you change concentration of blood? Give a pint. The body makes a brand new pint of blood that's not saturated with anything. So now you've effectively lowered the concentration of the blood. So now things in cells can come into the blood instead of things from blood going into the cells. Number two, fasting regularly increases autophagy. That is the way the body handles metabolic debris. That is the sanitation system of the cells. You don't have to spend. So somebody said, well, I'd rather just take a pill. But fasting is even easier than taking a pill. It costs less than taking a pill. Fast for 16 hours once a week.
Or a couple times. I mean, it's not that difficult if you stop eating at 7 and then you
don't eat again until 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 16 hours. That's the magic. So this nonsense that, you know, you should be drinking Gwyneth Paltrow's special drink or vaporizing your vagina with steam to make it youth. I mean, she's a wonderful actress. She's a beautiful person. She's a sweet person, but she's clearly very misguided about how the body works.
Well, and her guru is Tracy Anderson.
Look at her.
I know.
I mean, she's a midget who goes, look, look how small I am. You know, it's like you're a midget. Sure, well, you're 60 pounds.
Okay, so what I find it interesting about the charcoal, because a lot of the filters that you buy to filter your water are charcoal filters.
Right.
So
granular activated charcoal has been around forever. The standard for filtering water is charcoal that has been impregnated with silver. And that is what activated charcoal really is. Between the charcoal and the silver, they are able to attract things and suck them in. We're talking about sieves. You know what a sieve is?
No.
A strainer.
Okay.
Right? You take pasta with hot water. You pour it into a strainer. The water runs through, the pasta stays in. Why? Because the holes in the sieve are small enough for the water to go through, but not large enough for the pasta to go through. Charcoal is just a sieve. Things that pass through it get stuck in it. We have things that are called molecular sieves that are membranes that you can't even blow air through, but when you force water through, everything stays on the other side. That's how a reverse osmosis water filter works. That's an osmotic sieve. The holes in that are so small that we can capture molecules from going through. Okay?
Okay.
So, yes, it'll work, but how do you coax toxins out of fat cells where they are stored?
You can't get rid of the fat.
Yes, but when you get rid of the fat, that's when you should give blood.
Because if then they're released.
Yes.
Well, and then also, too, because I've heard people who fast. I've known people that went to do some retreats that didn't eat for like 5 days or whatever. And that releases toxins into
big
your
time.
System.
So you got to do things to help get those toxins out of your body. In fact, there's evidence that women who are very obese that undergo rapid weight loss, I mean losing, you know, ridiculous amounts of weight in a year, they develop cancers more often because of all the toxins and all of the xenoestrogens, phytoestrogens, and estrogen in general that's being squirted out of their fat cells.
So would someone then, if you're losing weight, it would benefit them to
lose slowly.
Lose slowly and to fast regularly.
Lose slowly, fast regularly, drink lots of water, and give blood periodically.
Especially if you're not menstruating any longer.
Yeah, yeah. And even if you are menstruating, give blood twice a year then. So you don't have to do it every 8 weeks like I'm doing. Give it twice a year. You know, think about your car. Imagine if you bought a car and for 10 years you drove it just with the oil that was in it when you bought the car. That oil would be sludge. The engine would end up stop working because of that. So you've got the blood in you, except the small amounts that you've lost menstruating, from when you were born. Get rid of it. Get some new blood. And you know what else happens when you give blood? Mesenchymal stem cells are produced by the bone marrow. Stem cells that can be differentiated and repair things. I mean, there's just this idea of you drink a drink and you're somehow, cleansing your body. It's not. It's nonsense.
So you don't think colonics are good?
Hell no. Hell no. What are they going to do? You know what a colonics does? It goes about 12 inches in and flushes out the poop that's in, 12 or 13 inches up in your colon. What about the other mile and a half of intestines? What about that? The analogy I gave on that article was using these dietary cleanses is akin to only ever cleaning the hallways in your home and never cleaning any of the rooms. So the hallways are clean, but the rooms are cluttered and scattered and filthy. And, you got to clean the whole thing. You can't just focus on the hallways. I thought that was a pretty good analogy, actually.
Yeah. No, and you can close the door.
That's what people do, right? When that's right. And that's what you're doing. You're closing the door on certain organs in your body. So there you go. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Good song to go into this discussion.
This is my last
cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Remember when we were walking one morning and I was singing that? You said, that's a horrible song to be singing this morning. It's such a beautiful day.
I know.
Remember that?
I did. Yes.
That's so funny. Especially with the discussion we're going to have now.
Okay.
So what do you want to start with?
Which one do you want to start with? There's several here.
Well, let's talk. First of all, newsflash. People like me are dying at a higher rate. Middle-aged white people are dying at a much higher rate over the past. I want to say, when I first read this story, I think it's over the past 8 or 9 years, middle-aged white people, their lifespans have been reduced by 5% each year over the past 6 years, which is astonishing. I think the estimation was that there are 500,000 people who died this year that fall into the category of being middle-aged and white. That would have been alive last year. So we're talking about 500,000 people a year, and it's accumulating. And so they're looking for reasons. It's like this is the other thing is it's not happening in other countries. So it's not like as though we could just go, well, you know, there's this phenomenon. It's happening only in the United States. So I have some theories on it. I don't know if they came up with any theories in the article. I don't think I read far enough down.
The study links the increase in mortality to a slew of problematic issues seen throughout American society.
Yeah, one of them they said was suicide, I remember.
Including an increase in drug and alcohol abuse and an increase in suicide rates.
Yeah. But I don't think that's it.
White men have the highest suicide rates of any demographic in 2013, according to the CDC. The authors also drew a stark link between a rise in opioid availability, including the growing problem of cheap heroin.
Yeah, but we're talking about middle-aged men.
They theorize that an uptick in the epidemic of pain, suicide, and drug overdoses.
What about, did they mention anything about the likelihood of middle-aged white men being prescribed antidepressants? They didn't even say that, right?
No, they didn't say that. And then one of our listeners sent me this. He said, this one might interest you. I think Carl has said for years that we would see life expectancy drop without a major change or innovation. And this article indeed suggests that those who were and still are less likely than many other groups to have health challenges, white middle-aged Americans, are dying earlier.
Right.
The article makes me think that they're more likely than in the past to be stressed out. Sad that the article does not mention a great way to reduce stress and otherwise improve health, eat well, and exercise.
Yeah, right.
It mentioned nothing about
that. No, of
that.
Course not. These are the kind of things that I tell you, I want to ram my head into a wall when I hear these things. I'm thinking, because to me, it's so obvious what we need to be doing. But we can't get people to see it. We can't get the media to acknowledge it. We can't get doctors to get in line with it. We can't get the agencies that are supposed to be trying to help solve these problems to see it. I don't understand it. I'm looking to the rate of white middle-aged men on antidepressants. Good.
Okay, so they talked about the suicide rates have increased. Well, according to another article that I read, the suicide rates in small town America,
mm-hmm.
the suicide rates are increasing.
Right. And I have some theories on that one too. Look, the number of people who live in rural communities that are surrounded by large farms who develop diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease is astronomical. In fact, we did a show a year or two ago with a professor, I want to say from Washington State, the great land-grant University of Washington State University, who talked about they did an epidemiological study that showed conclusively the closer a person lived to a large agricultural farm, you know, not raising animals, raising, you know, corn, wheat, soy, the increased risk of developing Parkinson's disease was like 100-fold higher for every mile that they were closer to the farm. So if the exposure to these well understood, you know, everything today that we love, pesticides and plastic, they're all endocrine disruptors. They mimic hormones. We know that hormones are linked to a variety of biological functions that can lead to depression. So what if it's because these people live close to and are regularly being coming in contact with these chemicals all the time? No one's talking about that, right?
No, you're right.
No, it's because they're alone. Look, farmers are farmers. They like being out there. They like being away from the madness. So you can't tell me, oh, they live isolated lives. People who choose farming love isolated lives. If they didn't love isolated lives, they wouldn't be farmers. They would move into the city and go to work for Ma Bell or something like that. I'm showing my age, Ma Bell. Who knows what Ma Bell is? But anyway, I mean, so don't tell me it's their isolated lives. Don't tell me that they have hard lives, because farmers thrive on hard lives. It's not that either.
The problem reaches across demographics boundaries, encompassing such groups as older men, Native Americans, and veterans. The sons and daughters of small towns are more likely to serve in the military, and nearly half of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans live in rural communities. The CDC reported last year that Wyoming had the highest suicide rate in the nation, almost 30 deaths per 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
It's a lot. I know.
That was in 2012.
That's a long time ago. Hopefully it's straightened out by now. Or it's gotten worse. No, we, you know what? We cannot discount the environmental impact of where these people live when we look at this. But you know, the CDC and everybody else is going to ignore it.
They're saying a combination of lower incomes, greater isolation, family issues, and health problems can lead people to be consumed by day-to-day struggles.
Health problems caused by what? The hardest working people in the world, why do they have health problems? I mean, you know, I don't understand how we allow these agencies to ignore what is so obvious to the rest of us. I don't know.
I don't know. And so then this leads me to this article, the happiness advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Over the age of 30, the happiness advantage is vanishing.
So people that when they hit 30 and above, they're just no longer happy.
Well, no, and it used to be that when you get to 30 and above, you know, you've gone through school, you have a career,
the kids are growing up.
Yeah, and at least you know you're on a path.
Mm-hmm.
You know the path that you're on, and people in the past over 30 were happier. And now they're saying that advantage is vanishing.
Okay, so cannot ignore the role of technology in this. And what I mean by that is I have to believe that if you didn't watch the news, listen to the news, or get this crap that we get daily about ISIS and the government and diseases fed to you, you would be a happier person. I would venture to say that if you took 30 days off from it, you'd notice a difference in the level of happiness. We are bombarded all day, all the time with this ultra connectedness to everything that's hard. I mean, we're listening to stories that are happening in other continents that will have no effect on us and we cannot affect. And we're cringe. Oh my God. You know, look at the little boy who fell in the well in Finland. It's like, we're fed a diet.
Did a little boy fall in a well?
No, but it's just an illustration. You're going to feel bad for him, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's just an illustration.
What about the lion? The lion.
Which lion? Cecil?
Cecil.
Yeah, I know. Look. One of our evolutionary traits is for us to seek out the dangers in our environment. We are programmed to seek out the dangers in our environment so we don't become food. Today, we are fed every second of the day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, dangers, but they are not in our environment anymore. They're outside of our environment. They're outside of our control, but we still react to them the same way. Oh my God. A plane crashed in Russia. You know, it's like I believe this has a big toll on the lack of happiness today. People are freaked out all the time. And don't tell me that it doesn't affect you, because if you go to a scary movie, and watch a scary movie, you know it's a movie. You know the guy with the chainsaw is an actor. You know the girl that he's about to hack up is an actress and she's really not going to die. But when they look at all of the metabolic processes, you are freaked out like it's really murder happening in front of your face.
They attribute the shift to everything from growing financial pressures and what some would call economic insecurity to the fact that real life has been a rude awakening for a generation of young adults who were told they can do anything and are discovering that that's not true.
I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure that what I'm saying is part of it, too. I mean, the financial pressure of just doing what you have to do day in and day out. You got mothers and fathers having to work just to meet the bills and raise children. I mean, my mother didn't have to work. My father was a truck driver. He didn't make a lot of money, and she didn't have to work. She stayed home and raised us.
Well, listen to this. So this woman says here, I think we are no longer keeping up with the Joneses, but rather just keeping up with the world. Says a 37-year-old mother in Olympia, Washington, who tunes out to stay happier.
There you go. Listen to that. How instinctive was that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? And don't believe that you need the government's interventions to have a happier life, because if the government would just do the right things, then you'd have things, because everything that government does costs you money. Remember that. For those of you out there who want to save the world, everything the government does, because the government doesn't have any money. They take our money to run the government. Everything the government does, every social plan that they go to help somebody with, everything that, now I'm not suggesting that we do away with social plans, but don't look to the government to solve your problems. The government is the problem.
Don't you think, though, it's a choice to be happy also?
Yes, yes.
I mean, I understand that it's hard for someone who is homeless.
Sick, dying of a disease.
Or homeless to be happy because they have real issues.
Right.
But if you're a middle-class America that, you know, you go to work, you're 9 to 5, you come home, whatever, you choose to be happy or not.
Yes. It's like that movie Office Space where the guy hates his job, hates his life, doesn't have the guts to ask Jennifer Aniston out on a date. He accidentally gets hypnotized while someone else is being hypnotized. He's hypnotized. And the hypnotist dies before he can snap him out of it. And he basically tells him, you know, you don't care about anything anymore. He stops going to work. He's happy. His life becomes like so wonderful because he just stops worrying about everything. And while that is an abstract, it is very true. There's days where I leave the studio where I think, oh my God, all the things I was supposed to get done today got derailed by this emergency. Now I have more to do tomorrow, but you got to let it go. You got to go, hey, my father used to have a saying. As I got older, I learned to understand it. They can kill me, but they can't eat me. And I know you're thinking, well, what does that have to do with? Because at the end of the day, you can only do what you can do, and you got to let the rest of it slide, and you can't worry about it. That's it.
Well, that's why, you know, you make a list, you get done the most important things and whatever, and then you transfer the rest to the next day.
But you can't worry about it. If you're worried, like, oh my God, I have to transfer all this stuff over, you can't worry about it. We have to take a break. I want to talk about the obesity in children and
the antibiotics.
Yeah, because this is really an important
discussion. It is important.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition. And use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This is a really important discussion.
Yes, it is. So, there was a new study that came out from Johns Hopkins University. They analyzed nearly 164,000 medical records of children ages 3 to 18 who had pediatric exams between the years 2001 and 12. They discovered that 1 in 5 children had been prescribed antibiotics at least 7 times, and by the time those children were 15, on average, they weighed 3 pounds more than the children who didn't take antibiotics.
Yeah. And there's good reason for this, and we know the answers to this too. The two types of phyla of microbes that inhabit our gut are Bacteroidetes and Firmicutes. Firmicutes have been associated with better energy production, being anti-inflammatory, protecting against insulin resistance, and also are associated with much leaner body types. Bacteroidetes are exactly the opposite. They are associated with lower energy utilization, chronic inflammation, insulin resistance, and the accumulation of body fat. And we've talked about these two phyla of microbes on this show for a couple years now. Everything from how geographical location and weather affects them to the food you're associated with. So it's okay. But here's the interesting thing about the two. One of them is very robust and resistant against death from antimicrobials, antibacterials, antibiotics. And the other one is very fragile and dies very quickly at the soonest exposure. So can you guess which one is more antibiotic resistant and which one is least? Bacteroidetes are much more antibiotic resistant. Firmicutes, they are very antibiotic sensitive. So when you give a child antibiotics, it destroys the microbes that are responsible for fighting inflammation, fighting insulin resistance, fighting body fat accumulation, and also better energy utilization.
Researchers say it may be due to changes in our gut microbiota.
It is. They don't. It is. We know this. It is.
They say other studies document that antibiotics change the gastrointestinal tract's microbiota, and that such changes can be permanent.
Yes.
If antibiotics are given at the wrong time or repeatedly.
Well, let's take it a step further. We just talked about how glyphosate and all these other weed killers are essentially antibiotics in nature because they're antimicrobial. So what about when you then take a child and you ignore buying organic produce? The child eats a lot of wheat products that are non-organic, which we know that they synchronize the crop by spraying glyphosate on it so that they can harvest it. The child eats day in and day out low levels of these antimicrobials, which kill the firmicutes and allow the bacteriodetes to take over the intestinal tract and the gut. You're basically, forget about just the antibiotic doses that they're giving these kids. Their entire life they're spent killing the good bacteria and making the bad bacteria stronger.
This isn't the first study to link antibiotics with weight gain in humans. A research published earlier this year in the Journal of Nature found that children whose mothers took antibiotics during their pregnancy were more likely to be overweight or obese.
Think about that. And we know this.
And
so
I just saw some research that said that pregnant women, it's okay for them to take antibiotics.
Oh, yeah, and Tylenol and everything else. And we know this, and farmers are laughing that raise cows because we know that one of the advantages to giving a cow...
It gains weight.
They gain fat. It does the same thing to a cow's gut. It does the same thing to a cow's gut.
Isn't that what they do? They feed them antibiotics to make them get fat?
To fatten them up, yes. Mm-hmm. Antibiotics and corn. And there you go. You get your perfectly marbled beef. So the farmers already know that farmers aren't given antibiotics just to sick cows. They're giving them to all of them. They say, well, we want to keep the herd from getting sick. Baloney. Makes them fatter. It makes them fatter the same way it makes humans fatter. It shifts the ratios of good microbes and bad microbes in the gut and intestines. Period. End of story. So let's stop talking about it. Let's start taking action to change it now. How about that one? You know, we got analysis paralysis here. We already know the answers. Was there one other thing you wanted to talk about?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's actually perfect. It's the end of the show. All right. So don't forget, next week we have lots of great shows. If you want to know what's on the air for next week, subscribe to our newsletter because it goes out on Sunday and gives you the whole schedule so you can make sure to tune in to the shows that you love. And
yes.
Thank you for listening to Casual Friday today.
Thank you. Bye.
See you next week.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful.